At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's Trey's birthday! We gotta sing to him!
No, it's, hey, no.
Everyone, let's sing!
No,
here
really,
we go.
You don't have to do that. I'd
Trey,
really prefer if you did.
Happy birthday.
Oh, here we go. Where do I look? What do I. Am I supposed to.
Cha cha cha!
The cha 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 guy! I hate that guy! Do I look at them? Do I look at the ground? Do I smile?
Cha-cha-cha.
No, that's weird. Do I.
Happy
do I sing along?
Birthday
no.
My,
how long is it? It feels the longest 20 seconds of my life. Wrap it up! I hate this. I hate it. I hate my birthday.
Yeah.
Don't sing me happy birthday. I don't know what to, it's horrible. When you sing me happy birthday, it's similar to when I pull up next to a homeless person. Do I look them in the eye? Do I look away? Do I smile? Do I tell them to leave me alone? I don't know what to do. It's horrible. It's the worst present you give me. It sounds horrible too. I don't know anyone who can clap on beat. It's horrible. Welcome back. To Correct Opinions, we're back with episode 90, Sweet 90, and we have a special episode today. You guys know we had Jake on last week. You know, as much as I love just talking to you, my people, talking to Brick Wall, I said maybe it's nice to have a little someone to chat with. And I asked, what do you guys think? We had a lot of love. Said we love Jake, have him on the show. So I did with the only thing I think was right to do, because you know it. I take this very seriously. I know you guys do as well. We can't just simply throw him on. So we're going to interview him because this is a sought after job. It's, I mean, bigger, more important than being an attorney or a policeman. I take that back. I don't know. Listen, when it comes to cops, Jake, please come on in. Thank you, Jake. Please have a seat. Oh, wow, you were early. We really appreciate that here at Trey Kennedy Studios.
Thank you for seeing me today.
Yeah. Ooh, brought a beverage.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Heard that police comment from the outside. That's too bad
that
you said that.
Well,
but
you're the one wearing blue, so.
Anyway, here is my resume and a few letters of recommendation for you to look at. But yeah, honored for your time and for the opportunity today. I don't want...
Oh.
You know, I don't want to be given this job just because a few YouTube comments said I deserve it. I don't want to be given any kind of special treatment just because we're friends. I want to earn this job.
Okay, wow, thank you. Is that suit? So what am I looking at? Jossay Bank there?
Men's Warehouse, thank you.
Ooh.
It's the only suit I've ever been fitted for. And there was the Korean man who fitted me did not like how far my shoulder blades popped out and back. He kept asking me, what's wrong? What's wrong? As he would touch my shoulder blades.
Yes.
Am I saying too much to start? I'm a little nervous.
No, we totally get it. We like the enthusiasm.
Okay.
We do. I also found that when I go to cheap suit chain places, it is often Korean men doing it.
Who don't like your shoulder
blades.
Trust
me. Look nice.
Yeah.
It did not. But for 5 suits for the price of $80, it's not bad.
Not bad.
So thank you for being here. Wow, resume, the whole nine. This wasn't on resume paper. I thought.
Yes,
it's interesting to me.
I would take that up with the president of the United States. There's a lot of shortages right now. There's a gas shortage.
Okay.
There's a coin shortage. I don't know if there is a resume paper shortage, but I bet I could find an article pointing to that because I'm resourceful and I'm willing to find out anything to back up what I've said.
Well,
nonchalantly.
That was actually a 40 chess move because resume paper is the dumbest thing we do in corporate America.
Thank you.
It's paper.
It's the ink on the page, not the linen. The.
Let's get into it. Okay, let's go through. Self-employed. We love a self-starter here at the studio.
Yeah.
Says about you. You.
It's not.
Are you a virgin?
It's not a typo.
You are bounty. You are the dog. Bounty the dog hunter, or a similar version.
It is confusing. You've probably heard of the famous show, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Okay, that's...
My previous employment was self-employed, and I went by the name Bounty the Dog Hunter.
Understand.
What
so
I
you,
was...
weren't, you weren't... Were you? Were there bounties on this dog? Or that was just your name?
What it was is, for a living, I would walk around, you know, affluent neighborhoods, waiting until I saw a missing dog poster with any kind of reward on it. $1,000, maybe, I don't know. And then I would get into character and I would find that little golden doodle. And that's how I would earn my income.
Oh, that's actually brilliant. why are you out of that? Are you still doing this job, or are you taking a hiatus?
No, I had a little trouble. I developed a little bit of an allergy and needed to step away. And even
okay.
A couple doodles a month, I mean, is more to hold me over, but people don't, they keep a short leash on their doodles, and so they don't go missing that often.
Right.
I did a lot with Shepard.
Okay, I understand. Very impressive, very impressive. I know it says here, yes, I know this is a slippery slope, and yes, I'm actually living out a PG version of the movie Nightcrawler featuring Jake Gyllenhaal.
I forgot I wrote that down. Yes, if you're familiar with the movie, he starts recording, like emergency is happening, or like there was a car crash. He goes and records it, and then he sells it to the news channels, and then he becomes so obsessed with recording trauma that he creates the trauma. I have stolen four dogs.
You release the doodle. You breed it.
And then now there's even more dogs.
They have missing. A litter.
Yes.
A litter of doodles is, I mean, that a Bitcoin.
Imagine, yeah, you're a nice family living in the suburbs. Your little schnauzer goes missing. It's been, 6 months. Where is she? Where is she?
Better call Bounty.
Better call Bounty. You come back. Not only do I have your little schnauzer, but I've got a whole litter of little schnauzer babies. Oh my gosh, here you go. You're so welcome. Also, I'd like six times the amount that you promised on the poster.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for that. It says you also worked at Ace Hardware.
Yes.
Director of Sanitation. Sounds pretty important.
Yes. If you'd like to read the bullet points, I think everyone would like to know just how important it was.
Oversaw the production distribution of over 1 million particles a day.
Yes. That's a million with an M.
Owner of several N95 masks before it was cool because of the pungent work environment.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just a couple of things I bring to the table.
Okay. You still own those masks?
I do. Great. I can bring them in if you'd like.
Okay. Thank you. It says you worked for your own brain for a while.
Still do.
Close your eyes. Imagine your future. Now imagine even getting better. Dream with me here. That's what will happen if you hire me. Ask me about the dog food commercial idea.
Thank you for asking me, Trey. Could you put it in like the first person?
I must say, Jake Triplett, what's this dog food commercial idea?
Thank you so much for asking, Trey. Imagine with me here. You don't have to close your eyes this time. You can if you want, though. Let's say we work for Kibbles and Bits. We want to try and sell more dog food. What we do in the background of a typical, normal Kibbles and Bits commercial, we put in a high-frequency dog whistle sound that goes in the background. So to humans, this looks like a normal commercial. But little Fido, every time that Kibbles and Bits commercial comes on, he starts perking up, he starts barking, yipping at the TV, and then your name's Lisa, and you're just like some random white woman who owns a dog, and you're like, oh, well, that's the darnest thing. Every time the Kibbles commercial comes on, Fido perks up. I guess I'm going to get him some. Boom. $1 million sales idea. I work for my own brain.
Wow. Okay.
So those are the ideas that I will bring into the work environment.
This is impressive. Education here is very important, that you have a degree, because this is clearly an environment where higher education is necessary. It says here, when you were in college, you used to get wicked hammered. Your nickname was Puke, like Puke Triplett or Puke Jake.
Just Puke.
Jake the Puke Man.
Yeah, go ahead.
You would chug a fifth, sneak into frat parties, polish off people's empties, Jello shots, body shots off yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's easier.
Rally, head to class. You aced all your courses, got straight B's.
They called me Buzz.
Puke Buzz?
Yeah.
Or Puke during the night.
They would call me Puke, and then, well, I aced all my classes, they would call me Ace, but then I end up getting straight B's, so they would just call me Buzz.
Okay. Buzz, but like a B.
Yep.
Okay, that's funny.
Because I got all B's.
It says here, you have a high school diploma as well.
Mm-hmm.
You were sick in high school. It says chicks were fighting over who's going to wear your jersey.
Oh, did I put that?
Okay. Did it fit the girls like well because you were small?
Good question. I mean, I don't discriminate. I would let girls of any size put on my jersey. So yeah, it fit some. It didn't fit others. Some girls that looked like they already had shoulder pads on, and they did it.
Gotcha. I mean, out in the farm towns, they
Yeah.
They're baling hay.
They're good on plow.
They got traps.
Yeah.
For days.
Yeah.
Tractors. Skills says you caught on to being catfished back in 2013 before even the show was out.
I don't know if it was before the show was out, but it was before most people knew to be aware of being catfish. And I was aware this girl who was way too attractive to be Snapchatting me back in the day was. And I was like, this doesn't seem right. And so I'd make her prove it. And I would say, kind of like how you would have like a member, like someone who's being like kidnapped and they want to ransom you. They hold up the newspaper. I would like make her go through these series of tests. Like, hold up a three like this and then Snapchat me. And then she couldn't. And I was like, gotcha. Not getting me.
Gotcha.
So, uncancelable. I'm a safe hire. I'm not going to get tricked by girls on the internet.
Understand. Says you're very secure, you know, confidence-wise and sexually.
Yes.
You'll kiss Derek if need be.
If you need me to prove that, I will.
It wouldn't bother you.
But also, this is a work environment.
Right.
But I totally would.
Need to listen, I understand. You would consent.
I totally would.
Okay.
That's you just good. Say you the know, word. Oh, you mean like right now?
No, let's get through the interview first.
Okay.
Says you got second place in a peach roll eating competition.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, nothing wrong with silver.
That was good. I whooped your butt. This is a great resume. I see you have cover letters. We're going to get to those. I just wanted to jump in. I had some questions for you.
Oh, okay.
Just to make sure we're good to go. We're going to do some situational questions. Because, you know, you never know what situation will be thrown in here. So, to start off, I don't know if you recently saw Demi Lovato is now they, them.
Oh, okay.
As among, you know, some of these other famous people. So, if Demi is they, them, if you and I are you're he, him?
Yes.
If we're he, him, I've once heard that Michael Jackson is he.
Yes.
What is a TikToker?
Now... Can I get a country of origin?
America.
Southern America?
Yeah.
Hee-haw!
That was a great... I'm going to jot that down. No, I didn't even think of that one. That was pretty funny.
Thank you.
Another answer we're looking for... I'm going to accept that answer. We're going to continue with the interview. Another answer we were looking for was she-ish. Let's move right on. Rank these... three races from your favorite to least favorite.
Ooh, this is a fun game I like to play when I'm trying to fall asleep.
Marathon. Iron Man. Hispanics.
Had us in the first half. So the Hispanic race, I believe, is a 1 mile race, like around like a just like a normal track. Or am I thinking of something different?
It's that steeplechase.
You climb over
the wall
and then you run. Yeah. Okay. So I've always liked the idea of a steeplechase. I think that's fun to kind of like splash around in the middle of a race. The chicks dig it. So I'd have to go Hispanic is probably my favorite race. And then after that, I'd probably go marathon. And then lastly, I would go like Irish American. Or what was the third one?
That's what I said.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Okay.
I was just trying to think of like my least favorite.
Great. The Bachelorette returned this week.
Oh, yes.
That seemed really quick.
Mm-hmm.
If you were on that show, what would be your, and you got this position, what would be your job description and also your strategy in the show?
So I think The Bachelor makes it pretty clear how you should win the game. Outwit, outplay, outlast. I would get on that show and I would say, look, I'm a social media creator, but amongst the tribe, I am an alliance creator. Mm-hmm. And I would do my best to find the immunity idol and, end up with, crossing that finish line first and winning $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you'd make it to day 39.
I think I could. And
Fantasy Suites, man.
Yeah, that's what you do it for. Yeah. You show each other your mosquito bites.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
I know. Chris Harrison's still out there.
Is he not? Yeah. What's he up to?
Well, I don't know. They had to kick him off because he had some bad comments about some of the tribesmen.
Yeah. I think he's got like a debutante to go to or something.
Yeah, probably. Okay. You once, I saw here on the resume, you once were on the Ellen show. Granted, yes. It seemed like what was backstage of the Ellen show.
Yes.
You know what? And now we know what's come to fruition is the backstage was kind of the terrifying place to be on the Ellen show.
It was.
So describe that experience and how bad did it hurt?
So, great question. Thank you for asking. I do get asked this all the time. It's tough to know what hurt worse, her back end or just the mental abuse that I faced and the mere hour and a half that I spent there. I don't know how she knew my mother's name or some of my failures growing up in like elementary and middle school or that I was short and couldn't say my R's, but she hit all of them and it did sting. And ultimately our show never ended up on TV because it was the same day as Judge Kavanaugh's hearings. And I think he had something to do with it as well.
Mueller report, think was.
What's the Mueller report? Is that with Hee Haw?
You know, 33,000 emails.
Okay, right on.
Something like that.
Cool.
Okay, let's get to one of your cover letters. Chet Dunbar. This is from a Chet Dunbar. Does that sound?
Yeah. Who's that to you? This is my former boss at Ace Hardware. This is, and I asked him for a letter of recommendation.
Excellent. He said, "Earned, not given." That's how I would describe. Hard worker? Is that just what he referred to you as?
You just keep reading.
That's how I describe hard worker in three words. That's also how hard worker described himself multiple times in the form of spray painted murals on our parking lot. Jake refused to answer to his name, so he was known to everyone by his self-proclaimed name, hard worker. You might be saying to yourself, that could get confusing, to which I say, you're right. While working as our intermediate director of sanitation here at Ace Hardware, hard worker rose to the occasion time and time again, not letting his dyslexia, illiteracy, or infatuation with shoving metal into electric sockets slow him down.
Mm-mm.
Hard worker cemented himself as a clear front runner for intermediate director of sanitation of the month when he successfully unclogged our employee toilet 3 times in 1 day with nothing but a bag of nickels, Crest toothpaste, two Budweisers, and the snout of a short-haired beagle.
That's it.
Not bad, huh? Was the beagle left over from the bounty days?
It was. The jobs would cross over from time to time.
Okay. Although he was unable to read almost every label, he never left a customer empty-handed, often giving customers something completely unrelated to their request. This led to our buy one, get something you didn't ask for deal. While this utterly devastated our bottom line, we moved more inventory than any other store, including those commercial-loving douchebags at Home Depot. I can only wrap this up with the same touching words hard worker wrote to me on his last day. Job make happy me. Sockets are hot. But lessons, oh, lesson. My money coming from job help bills and things. Wow. Chet seems like a great guy. He's from Poughkeepsie, is that right?
Yeah, Poughkeepsie, New York. He's a good boss. And I'm impressed that he remembered some of those things I told him. Way back then.
That is, I mean, that's got me emotional. That's really lovely. So how'd you manage to write a resume?
So you would be surprised what like the iPhone autofill can create.
And yeah, it'll just you're kind pretty of well
like,
spoken.
Yeah, it'll just kind of like, so like you probably meant this, right? This is what you wanted to say. And I'm like, yep, yeah. That's what I wanted.
All bees, huh?
Yep, they called me Buzz.
Great. That was excellent. We're getting close here. I'm really like what I'm hearing. How about talked a lot about your diet over the months. What would I find in your fridge right now?
I think you'd be shocked at how
no beagles.
Clean I keep my fridge. There's no beagles. There's no mess. There's no anything. There is. I have some mustard in there, and I have some old milk I need to throw away, and I have about 9 donuts.
You refrigerate your donuts?
Yes.
Derek, write that down. This next cover
Stupid.
Letter.
I shouldn't have mentioned that.
Let's get to this next one. This one's not. Who's this next one from? No one signed it here. Is this anonymous?
Yeah, I think they did not want to be okay. known.
I was asked to write a...
You got it.
I'm dyslexic as well. So
yeah, it's tough.
I heard... I write a letter. The R words are tough for me. I did actually see in a resume you said you've really mastered R words.
Well, I still have trouble with R words.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But not those R words. Just words like whole wide world, rural.
Okay.
Those are tough for me. There's other R words that I can say but won't.
Okay, good to know.
For instance, actually, I won't say.
Okay, I was asked to write a letter of recommendation for this young man. I apologize in advance for what you might learn. Although I'm writing this letter, I've never actually met him. I've gotten to know him through stories from my second cousin on my mom's side, Chet Dunbar. Okay, is this just through Chet again?
I don't have a lot of people in my life who would recommend me to anyone, and so I...
He's a big deal over at Ace Hardware. When we would get together at Chet's grandma's house for topless beer pong, we would tell stories, and sooner or later we would always end up chatting about Sneaky Pete's dogfighting ring. Are you connected to that? Is that the... you know what? Just don't answer. For the first several months, we assumed all the stories involved some sort of service dog or perhaps a service monkey. It was hard to believe a human had this little of intelligence. Some of the highlights from Chet telling us about him. He refused to be called anything other than hard worker.
Very hard worker.
For 2 weeks straight, he thought he was a donkey. He would only eat hay. And if you stood behind him, you'd get kicked. Is that one of your things? So
do you remember the hee-haw from earlier? Hard worker I am.
Hard worker? Yeah. His favorite saying was picky picky doo doo. You'd say every time you'd say it, you'd work 9 straight hours?
With no break.
No break. Most mouse traps clip to human body.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it. He's so do you think he'd be a great asset for you? And never look him straight in the eyes.
You just never know.
Okay. Well, Jake, or may I call you Jake?
You may. You may on this show.
Well, thank you. I think, we're going to have to hear from our recties, which sounds like you're more than acquainted with.
Yes.
In more ways than one.
Sanitation director.
And we're going to see what they have to say. So we'll let you finish out the episode, but really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Yes, I welcome any criticism, any feedback. I would love to be an addition to this great team, and happy to be here.
Okay, let's get into the episode. Roll music.
Correct opinions.
F91.
Correct opinions.
Correct opinions. All right, we're back. Roll the music deep into the episode. Dude, these sockets are hot. I can't get over. That was pretty great. Oh. It was just losing because you guys are losing it. And it was a great tie-in, man. I just didn't see it coming.
Sockets
Job
are
make
hot.
Happy me. Sockets are hot. But lessons owe a lesson. My money coming from job help bills and things.
Yeah.
Learned a lot of lessons, huh, from Chet.
Chet was a good guy. He was a good boss.
When's the last time you put a suit on?
Your wedding. Not your first wedding or your fake wedding.
Is that
wedding.
What you wore to my wedding?
The exact same thing.
Is that, if you see Jake at a wedding, is that what you're wearing?
I've got a few
shirts. Did you wear the, even down to the shirt?
Even down to the shirt.
Every wedding?
No. So I've got a few shirts I can sprinkle in and out.
Okay,
but I'm
good.
I like this shirt. I want this job. I'm going to wear this shirt.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why I wore it again. But, yeah, this is the only suit I have.
I do apologize again to listeners that I'm trying really hard not to go.
Oh, nice.
But I think I'm doing it every now and then. I want to apologize. I can't breathe out of my nose. You ever been so congested when you eat, you, nearly asphyxiate? You, chewing?
You need, room for your mouth to still breathe because it can get caught.
Or, I'll be sitting next to Katie and my you get, a certain clogged up where your nose will, whistle.
Yeah.
I've done a few nose whistles out of nowhere and she'll just crack up. And I'm suffering.
I'm sorry.
I'm quarantined,
man.
Again.
Well, how are you going to fix it?
Going to the doctor. I'm done everything I can. One of my favorite pastimes is to read the directions on a pill bottle and then double or triple what it says to do.
Okay.
To be like, let's really. And I all of that has not done anything.
Still nothing, huh?
See what old Doc has to say.
Yeah, what are you expecting?
I don't know. I've been told steroids is what I need.
Oh, okay.
Get a shot in me. Oh, my gosh.
It is nice that we live in a day and age where we can just, fix anything. Just, with a steroid.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's great.
I think about that a lot whenever I have issues. Right now, if I was in the year 400 and I just had allergies, I would just die. What am I supposed to do?
And also,
what do they do? They're like, what did they call that? They're like,
evil god of wind, torture child. That's what they would say.
Yeah, I don't even know if allergies would even like make the cut of like top 10 things going on in your life right now.
Right.
Just like.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Sunburns
would be probably a big.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for you.
A lot of sunburn. Like sometimes when I think about like some of my kids or what? No. That didn't come up on their resume.
Sunburned.
No. When I think about some of my friends who are having kids, it's just like they're so much like, I don't know. I just get nervous even for them. Just like there's so much has to go right and there's so much that can't go wrong. And like, but also people have been having kids for thousands of years. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Without modern medicine, we are just popping out children and we are here.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
That is.
And you can't make it through allergies. That's where I'm bringing it back to.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. Do you sometimes call your friends' kids your kids?
Sure.
Yeah, you're just like, how's my son?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How is she doing? She want to spend the night at my house? They're like, no.
Want me to feed her?
Yeah. Yeah, is she hungry?
I drank a carton of milk the other day.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's got to come out somehow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They haven't let me do that yet.
Yeah.
But I'm trying. You got friends with kids?
I do. Just a few.
Yeah.
Starting to have, shout out to the beginning of this episode, starting to have like first and second birthdays for children.
Those are brutal. I can't believe you even go to those.
They're always in the afternoon.
Okay.
Like if you're going to throw, if we're going to have a party. Well, I get it because the kid goes to bed at 5 or whatever. I don't know what kids go to bed.
Yeah.
I think until you're 5 years old, you're nocturnal.
No.
You're up, you're kind of badger-like.
I'll be honest, and you saw this on my resume, I don't know badger sleeping habits like I wish I did. I don't know how they sleep. I think
very badger-like.
Okay. Yeah, my friends, which I appreciate, know me well enough, they don't even invite me to like their daughter's like 4-year-old birthday party. Like, she had a birthday party like a couple months ago, and they're like, oh, we didn't even tell you about it. I'm like,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, good.
I won't be
war
there.
Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have some kids going to birthdays. They're not going to remember these birthdays. They go all out for these birthdays.
No.
No.
It's just like an excuse for the parents to get together like they used to, and instead of like staring at a bonfire in a circle, you're staring at a little human slobbering on himself.
Yeah. There's just critters just running around everywhere.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, when you go to those, does it kind of act as like some good birth control for you and Katie?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that it's like, oh yeah, that one just ate his boogers and
yeah.
That kid's saying the R word.
Yeah.
Rural, which is impressive.
Rural, yeah. It's like wow. I used to have to go to speech class. Did you?
Of course not.
Really?
I was a savant.
Wow. Do you have braces?
I did. Did
you?
I did. I had the braces.
Not a tooth.
Big
savant.
Time. Those were horrible. I think we've advanced from those now. Do kids have to get those kind of braces still? I don't think so.
I think they do.
They just get the Invisaligns or something or some other.
Maybe they don't.
Simpler stuff. I mean, they jack up your lips. You get them tightened. It was brutal.
Oh, yeah. How did
stuck
it,
in your teeth.
How did it feel on your lips? Just feel like they were kind of like poking out a little bit?
I mean, yeah. You'd easily play in sports. You just get them wrecked.
Oh.
Or just eating. And you get a bunch of cold sores. It was pretty brutal.
Huh. I mean, cool if we've got something better than metal, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know if anything exists that's better than braces. I didn't have to have them.
Yeah, well,
too busy.
Look at you
trying to say my R's.
Yeah, they didn't.
Rudolph, didn't the red nose reindeer. I got it down now.
You got it. Yeah. So yeah, friends with kids. I don't know. You gonna have kids soon or?
You know, we're trying, but there's nothing sticking.
Yeah. Throw spaghetti against the wall, see what sticks kind of deal.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. When I say we're, I mean, me and my roommates are trying to like, you know, just like, we don't know how kids are made. We will just throw things in a pot and just like, try to like create
wake up the next morning.
A child.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
We created a snowman once this winter. That was the closest we've gotten to creating a child.
Your roommate's a woodworker. Yeah. So
yeah.
Didn't you guys make kind of like a wooden boy? And you're like, I saw a movie once. And
yeah,
you just kind of like, you try to like look when it, I think you're not looking, but you looked.
Yeah. Which I'm glad that you understand it. Because when you say me and my roommate are trying to have a kid all day long, he works with hardwood. It can get, people don't understand.
He's using his wood to make a kid with you.
Yes. They don't understand what I'm trying to say. I'm like, no, we're trying to like concoct it, a child. Our clothes are on.
Concoct.
We're in the kitchen. Yeah, it's fine.
No pun intended.
We're trying. Come on. Kids are awesome.
Yeah.
No,
kids are great. Such a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked at a summer camp for a long time, And it was a middle school camp. So I am so ready for a 12-year-old, but I am not ready for a 0 through 12-year-old.
Oh.
As a child, Trey, as a child. Like, I get very excited about, like, a middle school, like, boy to be my child. Jeez.
What? You're very excited for a middle school boy to be your child. That sentence, like, has to keep going. It's not okay at the period.
Because I have spent... Oh, that's not good either. Just, I feel like I know... I've spent such little time around, like, infants, but I've spent a lot of time around the middle school age because I was asked to, because I got paid for it, because it was a job that I was good at.
Keep going.
No.
I still don't.
Okay.
Let's make it okay.
No, I can't say. I can't say anymore. Yeah. I
can't wait to be around middle school boys because
that's what I've been
around them a lot, and I'm into it, and I was good at it, and they paid me well. That's it. Yeah.
Whatever. I don't want to have a newborn. I mean, I do.
Were you the guy who would go to, like, the high school lunchroom and be like, "What's up, kids? You should come to FCA."
Like, I would go to, like, a middle school lunchroom when I was in high school? Or what are you saying?
I just remember being in high school and maybe, like, a college-age dude. Or, yeah, maybe middle school house. And they'd just hang. They'd be like, "Oh, that's the cool guy, Donnie. He's, like, having lunch with us because he wants us to come to church," type of guy.
Oh, interesting. I guess maybe in a way I did that. I would never go to my own high school or my own middle school and be like, "Hey, you guys know about FCA on Wednesday mornings?" But when I worked in youth ministry, I had, like, a Bible study of, like, seventh grade kids. And I would, like, sometimes, like, bring them lunch or, like, have lunch with them. Or, like, we would, like, get, like, Sonic after school or something. I don't know.
Over under 20% of FCA student speeches are around Philippians 4:13.
That's a good one. I mean, if you were to also throw in Jeremiah 29:11, I think then we also have, like, 35% of them right, are all covered. Yeah.
Yeah, God was speaking to these people who were literally dying and in prisons that he'll get you through it. So that's why I believe
I can make this
shoot 50% from three this year.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get a hit while I'm at the plate. Yeah, I remember, like, hearing some story from, like, I don't know what athlete it was, but it was like, "Oh, did you hear? Like, he's actually, like, a really, like, solid guy. Like, he says Philippians 4:13 to himself every time before he shoots a free throw." Yeah. I'm like, "Wow, that's awesome. God will deliver him from this pain."
Yeah. What does he shoot for the line? 62%.
Find a new verse.
Yeah.
Maybe. Jesus wept because you're awful at free throw shooting.
Yeah.
That's your new verse.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good one.
Free throws.
I did like that in the wedding video that we posted last week. You threw in the, you know.
Just randomly say it.
I know that in our 10 months together, we can accomplish anything. Philippians 4:13.
Yeah. Just did it. We should hit, "Love is patient. Love is kind. Does not boast. Does not fear. And this love is our love." That's also a classic.
Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1. Like, I don't think that's the right.
He had emissions like that of a donkey. I think that's in Leviticus.
That's the verse.
That's just scripture.
Yeah. And then, yeah, there's like 2 Kings verse. And then he went into the woods and the bear mauled the 42 children.
Yeah.
I want that verse in my wedding.
It was that time of the month, so she had to sleep outside. I love you, sweetie. It's scripture.
My little asparagus.
So what'd you do that? Just change it out last second. See what happens.
See if anybody notices.
Oh, I didn't tell you this. We made the wedding video. Please check it out if you hadn't seen it. And of course, it was inspired by the real thing, like all the wedding videos I've ever seen. And
I know where this is going.
And so, and a lot of it, I'm perusing just viral wedding videos, right? Yeah. Trying to find, like, inspiration. And I found one that I was just like, this one has it all, right? When I think of a wedding video and you just look at the one we made, it's like, it's got them reading the cheesy letters to themselves on the wedding day. Like, "Yeah, I will always love you." And, you know, the groomsmen have matching socks. I've been to several weddings where that's the thing. Oh, and the bridesmaids are getting ready. The groomsmen are drinking whiskey. None of them even like whiskey. Why are they drinking this? And there's definitely, like, this one particular video we loved for inspiration, and I started to get kind of tagged in videos, and people, it's amazing people find this. Like, that comment section of that video is starting to get a handful of, like, "Who's here after the tray video?"
No way.
Yeah, I'm like, how do you find this?
How is that? That's crazy. I thought you were going to say that they found your video, and they said, like, Branner said something to you.
No.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
He comes for me. Yeah, I don't know.
So just people of the internet are just searching Oh, I bet what it... I wonder if like
maybe people just get suggested or something.
Yeah,
or?
They're just in the mood for an actual wedding video afterwards. Yeah. Like, let's watch a real one. And then they're like, wait, I don't know. This is kind of similar.
Let me look. I'm pulling it up.
That's good. That's so funny.
Let's see if there's any new comments. Yeah, Trey's video brought me here after. Good stuff. And that's if anyone in that video is like upset, my favorite part of it is like we just you inspired this parody video that's gone very viral. So it just goes to show that yours was very extra.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How have you been feeling about the response we've gotten from the video?
Oh, very pumped. We got to make more stuff like that. It's always a little nerve-wracking because we were so fired up about it. But when according to plan, people really loved it, which is great.
And we haven't even talked about this. Million subscribers.
Million subscribers on YouTube, baby.
We're there.
Who knows? When you say, hey, guys, make sure you subscribe, I see why people do that. It actually works.
People will end up clicking the button.
A lot of people subscribing, so appreciate it.
And I don't know if it was totally a bad thing. Could have been a little serendipity. We've been having some trouble with Instagram. Can't get the wedding video to upload there. So you just push people to YouTube.
True.
Then we got like 14,000 subscribers in 2 days.
It might have worked. Serendipity. That's impressive for a illiterate man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's on the wall behind you. Hard worker. I just read it up there. Good. I don't actually know that word.
Yeah. So that one's great. We have to do something big time next. I don't know what it is, but
I think... The honeymoon video. I think that's next.
Yeah.
Every honeymoon's like...
Oh, man. That'll be good. Yeah. You have to kiss him. Yeah.
Derek's worried.
Derek's the body double.
Hey. Yeah. You're going to have to...
Do you want this job? Hope you have chest hair.
We'll find some.
Yeah.
Find some and put it
we'll
on
find
you.
Some. Don't you worry.
It would be fun. It would be fun to see some comments, too. Like, what other, like... What else would you like to see a spoof? Like maybe something that's already like a video, like a type of video that's already done now. What would you like to see Trey?
Yeah, let us know. Please. Let us know.
Something we can like put a lot of effort into like we did the wedding video.
Yeah. What do you got going on this week, man? I have allergy problems, so I'm quarantining. How about yourself? Well, we're going to Spokane.
Oh, yeah. We are going to Spokane.
People in Washington.
Thursday, I think up until then. Kind of gonna get caught up on a lot of editing and maybe play some outdoor sports. I don't know, it's nice out, it feels good. Play some pickleball, some golf, not spike ball.
Not a spike ball guy.
No,
really.
I'm revolting.
Axe throwing guy.
Nope. Whoa, what do you got there?
I was trying to find something. I got DM'd. You're not a why not spike ball?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Don't worry about it. Just know that I will play pickleball and golf with you as much as you want. All right.
Okay.
What about you? What do you have going on this week?
Derek. Oh, I lost the wallet. Totally. Oh, you found it. Remember, you left it here one day. Are you somewhere else?
Somewhere else. I was at the airport though without it.
Ooh.
And I was in the parking lot, so I couldn't leave because I didn't have my money with me.
But you found it?
Yeah, someone brought it to me.
And oh, nice. Good. Okay, good.
That's like a nightmare.
Because I'm going to be honest, I suck at finding things. And I looked around and I was like, I don't see it. But it could be here. I don't know. We're going to Spokane, doing some more shows. It'll be good. So I got some, figure out the allergies before then, but
that'll probably be nice.
Be a good time.
I bet Spokane is like, got some mountains maybe. It might be up in some nice
area.
That's
what I'm saying. I don't know how that works. I was like, it feels like a not allergic place. But I don't know.
Let me look it up. Let me look at the elevation. What do I need to know about the Airbnb this time?
Oh, it's a vibe, is all I'll say. It really is. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited. And then, I'm up for summertime, man. But it's pool season's here.
Yeah, I went to a pool yesterday. Pools are nice.
They are.
I went to a saltwater pool.
Oh, okay. Saltwater or chlorine? What's your vibe?
I don't know. This is my first saltwater pool.
Because, you know, I'm a big fan of peeing in pools.
You do like that.
Yeah. So chlorine, I know, is like takes care of that. Salt, does salt solve that problem? Or I'm a little concerned.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
It has a little different smell to it, which it was kind of nice.
You get a little taste in there?
Yeah. I mean, kind of. But overall, it was nice. I look forward to going to this pool more. They have a basketball court also in their backyard.
Do you have a friend with rich parents who have a good setup?
That's what's happening. Yeah.
I was talking to the. I got nothing right now. I don't have.
None of your friends are from here. That's the issue.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah, you got to find some local people, some local friends.
I'm just gonna start knocking on doors. Or if any recties in the metro,
yeah,
that have a pool. Don't talk to me unless you have a pool.
Get on just like Google Maps satellite version. And just look for like a big pool.
Yeah, just start knocking on doors.
Start knocking.
You gonna use that?
Hey.
You gonna finish that?
You gonna finish that pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be fun.
Yeah, I'll help fill it up.
Do you like diving boards?
I go crazy on a diving board.
Yeah.
Just go nuts.
Fun games you can play with diving boards. Jumping into tubes.
You ever played Shark and Minnows?
Oh, of course I played
Diving for Rings?
Yeah. Diving for Rings, I don't get down on as much. It makes my ears hurt, you know?
It'll entertain me for a while. Sharks and Minnows, huh?
Little chicken fighting? Chicken fighting's good. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm better as a base than I am as the flyer.
Okay.
You seem like you'd be scrappy with either.
Yeah, I'm scrappy. I get up there. And
you fight unfair.
I'll slap you.
You do some stuff with your feet underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of any game where you can throw a ball to someone while they're jumping into water. Those are so fun.
Yeah. Those never get old.
It's so good.
So jealous.
Yeah.
What's the level of the setup? Is there an outdoor kitchen?
I'm trying to
think. Was there a TV outside?
No, we did not have a TV outside. Okay. Had a lot of space, but I don't think I saw a kitchen. I saw a grill.
That's when you know people are doing well, when they're like, I have so much money, I'm just going to start putting my living room outside.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I need another place to do that.
Just like an entire vanity outside. Yeah. Just like, this cannot be easier to do outdoors.
Yeah.
Now you're just rubbing in my face. Yeah. I know you don't want to put makeup on in the humidity. All right.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
I hate when people do that. That is the dream.
I want to get rich
bedroom
enough.
Bedroom outside.
Yeah. Vanity outside.
Uh-huh. Just and a toilet.
Toilet outside. And on the inside, I want to have so many remotes that I don't know what any of them do. That's where I know, like, I've reached a level of wealth where I'm comfortable.
If you've ever been to a rich parent's house, they've got about 4 or 5 of them. You just show up and you go, hey, I'm going to need some help here.
Yeah.
I don't know. That, the shower, you're not going to be able to operate by yourself?
No. Can we make showers more just similar?
We travel and do all these things. People are getting real creative.
It's a full bop it on the wall.
And no kidding.
Am I twisting this? Am I pulling?
I got to pull and flick.
Yeah.
And dial.
It really is tricky sometimes. I mean, you can't tell. It's like, all right, am I turning this on or am I turning the temperature off? Oh, now there's a second dial.
Sword. You got to do that. Just barely. You'll knock it. Just burn your back off.
I think microwaves could also use a little more singularity, a little more uniformity.
Yeah, what's up with that? I'm like, give me 15 seconds. I press one, it just starts firing up.
Oh, you want a full minute, don't you? No.
So how do I got to press another button for 15 seconds?
Yeah.
Cook time. No.
And then you bring this up to people, and they're like, it's not that hard. Just push a minute and then just stand by the microwave and wait until, okay.
No.
No.
Do anyone else have an obsession with you got to click it before it hits zero?
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because the dinger, this is another thing, microwaves. Beep. Beep. I've already opened the door and it keeps beeping. It's like, no, I know. Look, I know. I opened the door.
Not to brag, but I have some newer appliances in our house and
okay.
they've really leveled those up. So if we keep the fridge open for too long, it goes do 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 do. So sometimes I'll just swing it open.
Yeah.
Give it 30 seconds and just start. Come here, girl, let's dance. You finish that dryer?
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll just start running loads, opening appliances up, like a symphony in my house. It's beautiful.
The dryer, my parents have got one of those singing dryers, and it's getting out of hand.
Katie bought a little hard-boiled egg maker.
Okay.
And that when that finishes, it has its own little tune.
And it's like... When I get with you and that booty, when I get with you and that booty, girl, I'm a shaking and groove. And it's like, whoa, this is like different than the dryer songs. What is this, E40? Okay.
Over easy, got the...
That would be fun if you could really program it. Like any song you want. Everything has a ringtone.
Yes.
Take us back to 2007, where Bluetooth and each other, you know, DJ Unk walk it out for my microwave timer.
Yeah, no kidding.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great, dude. What would you have your dryer...
Probably two-step remix.
Yeah.
If it has to come from 2007, that'd be my song.
That'd be good.
Maybe buy you a drink.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Leave your fridge open. It's like, it's getting hot in here.
Nice.
Yeah. Close that fridge.
Yeah. The microwave's been going too long. Shawty fire burning on the dance floor. Oh, wow.
You my potatoes ready. I mean, on. You could pro. They would know.
It would know exactly what was in there.
Gosh. Put on like a washer delicate and it gets done. You know Maxwell?
Keep going.
This woman's work. Pray God you can cope. I'll stand outside. Do you hear the nasals coming in? This woman's work. That's what I'd set the washer to. This woman's work, because that's a woman's job.
That is impressive. I thought you were just going to go with the song by Taylor Swift already called Delicate. And then you really took it to a new level.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
That was impressive.
Delicates. Okay.
How's that one go? I think that's a song.
Oh.
Is it? I don't know. What else could you have? Maybe, you know, you get to change the temperature for the washing water, you know, your washing machine. And then, so hot in here. And then cold would be Katy Perry, but only the part where you would do your
darks or your blue. You do a blue load.
Yeah, like a navy load.
Yeah, like Smurf vibes.
Oh, okay.
I'm blue and I'm do darks. You know,
brown eyed girl. Yep.
Thank you.
Sorry, I have to look up if Delicate's a song or did I just...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not too familiar with Taylor Smith's discography.
Okay, she does have a song called Delicate.
Nice.
I know. Okay. I know.
That's always good.
Oh, have you listened to Olivia Rodrigo yet? I'm going to keep bringing it up until you do.
I really haven't.
God.
She's the best.
She's talented. She's talented and she'll...
She's got it all, huh?
I mean, not at all.
She your celeb crush?
No.
Well, is there a worse question you could ask? What's your celeb crush?
That question does suck.
Start hitting people with random ones.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Steve Harvey.
Roseanne.
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell. I don't know. I feel like she could tell like it is. And
like I mainly like love her personality and like her takes.
Yeah.
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 Smart woman.
What about you, man?
Me? Probably, it's tough. It's like Monica Lewinsky or... Joseph from the Bible.
Yes.
I crush on both of them.
Nice.
I don't know. Something about them.
Ugh.
It's like they're, I don't know.
But your celebrity crush, yes. Mary Magdalene. I mean, ugh.
I do.
There's a reason Jesus came, saw her first. Beautiful woman.
Whenever you get asked a question like that, I know for me, it's like, I want to answer this in a way that makes them not want to ask people in the future.
Exactly.
So I do things like that. It's like, yeah.
Oh, this one celebrity. She looks just like you.
Yeah. Where people are like, we should play Never Have I Ever. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'll go first. Never have I ever enjoyed this game.
Yeah.
Who's got their hands up?
Anybody?
Who else?
Oh, I only have one left.
Your middle finger.
Double bird. The last time I played the game, I think it was a freshman in college, and one girl goes, never have I ever not won Miss Texas.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And so everyone had to put a finger down. You know, it seemed pretty unfair to me specifically, but
dang.
Now who's famous for wearing dresses?
Girl. What's this girl up to now? I'm fascinated by this. That's awesome.
It's a great question. I don't know. She's probably got an Instagram that I'm not allowed to follow type of vibe.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah.
I could follow.
So I need you to look up on that.
I'll look into it. On my By that, time.
My mom has my account. It's not what you think.
Yeah. Kind of a guardian angel. Kind of
Yeah, I have.
Software.
It's the software. Right, exactly.
Good for you.
You ever get the... That's how sheltered I was. I had the software. And like a classic when you got to the college dorms was someone would, when you weren't looking, they'd type in like this website that would play on loop this disgusting video. But... canine protection didn't allow that, buddy boy.
No way. Someone tried to prank you.
My
in college.
Youth pastor had me hooked up. Yeah, this guy was like, "What is this?" And I was just like, "I think it's virus or something." Like,
nice.
Yeah.
I never had any kind of software like that.
Well, might explain a few things.
Yeah. I got that job at Ace though.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. Hardware. Ace Hardware, not
yes.
Software.
Yeah, people get those confused.
Pun.
Hardware. I bet Ace Hardware's still doing great as a company.
Hey, hey, plywood's on the rise.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Lumber, lumber's killing it.
Yeah, it was 2020 was the year of the mask, and then 2021 is the year of the wood. Seems like.
No kidding. I get it, man. There's not enough. We're losing all our lumberjacks. There's a shortage.
Yeah, where'd they go?
COVID.
That's everyone's excuse now. Yeah. Second vaccine. I don't know. I think they didn't react well to it.
Uh-uh.
I don't know what it was.
Oh, that's good stuff, man.
How are you feeling about Spokane, though? Let's talk more about it. The Airbnb is a vibe. We got
vibe.
Six shows, seven shows. It's a lot.
We got six shows. It is a lot. I'm Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which is should be a lot of fun. They'll get more fun every night, and you got a good little crowd. Never been to Spokane.
No.
Heard great things.
Real close to Idaho. I was looking at a map.
Yeah, Spokane might be in Idaho soon. You see that?
What?
I saw a thing where like half of Oregon is like, we're just going to join Idaho.
Well, Spokane's in Washington.
Oh, they do too. Okay, thank you. See, I was like, but yeah, I guess because all the like coastal cities make the whole state a very democratic vibe.
Oh.
But you know, half, 2/3 of it's farmland, and they're all like, we're going to Idaho, brother.
Oh.
And I guess that's like might actually happen.
Like they might reshape the state of Idaho?
Yeah, they'd just be like, we're all voting to join Idaho. And then Idaho's like, yeah, we're down. And Idaho just gets way bigger.
Sweet. New state shape.
Yeah.
That has not happened in our lifetime.
That's going to look crazy.
New state shape.
Idaho's stock is rising.
Yeah.
I'm going later this year.
What for?
Boise. My Oklahoma State Cowboys are playing Boise State. It's like,
okay.
Oh, fun excuse. We're going to Boise next year to tour as well.
Oh, okay, cool.
I bet.
Do you think that'll be one of those trips where you tell me I can come, and then a few days later you text me and tell me
I can't come
anymore?
Jake, I have this awesome deal, dude. We're going to a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
And I text you next day, like, yeah, I guess they... But also, I was going to tell you, stay tuned. I don't know yet.
Okay.
Sure. But it's... they want...
Trey's got me in limbo right now.
Well, to be fair, we're... And it's... I don't forget what I told you, because I was, like, not fully... I was confused. I won't actually be there for the race.
Yeah, you
I'm
told me.
Be there
me,
like before for just like shooting stuff, and it probably won't be that exciting. So,
the race is on Sunday, but they want you there on the track Thursday and Friday, shooting stuff all day long.
Yeah,
what could that possibly be?
Well, yeah, it's actually be pretty fun. They're gonna. I just have all this access. I'm gonna like ride in one of the cars. I think.
Oh,
very frightened about.
Oh, that is fun then.
I feel like he's gonna go very fast, and I don't like to go fast.
I bet he goes fast at some point.
Yeah. And then it's in Nashville, so like we're going to show like the fun in Nashville. So they said they're trying to get me like on stage at one of the honky tonks, which
doing what?
Hilarious.
Just kind of,
I mean, just trying to get content, but
dancing.
Little do they know I'm just going to rip up there.
Yeah. Like actually,
this woman's work.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to sing, you're going to perform, or you just going to dance, or like what's it? You're going to sing.
Red Solo Cup. I'll have you up. Proceed to party. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da. You get up there in that blue suit?
Yeah. Hey, this one's for everybody.
Hey.
What do you think about this?
Jake.
Who's listening to Olivia Rodrigo's new album?
Yeah.
This goes at everyone out there has just been dumped.
Still getting details. Should be a vibe.
Cool.
Well, should be a good time.
I look forward to...
Maybe or maybe not going.
Yeah. Another text saying I am going again.
You never know. Keep you on your toes. Pretty fun.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'll be good with whatever. I don't care. I'll go. I won't go. But who's this through? Is it through like NASCAR? Like you were going to be doing stuff
NASCAR,
for NASCAR,
baby.
The company? That's kind of
NASCAR,
cool.
NASCAR, they're partnered with NBC. I don't know. It's something like that.
Cool.
It's good vibes.
You've worked with about every sport now, I feel like.
Oh,
NFL. You did Super Bowl stuff. You've done March Madness stuff.
NASCAR, baby.
You've done NFL. Yeah.
They're back. I love that the first, my first like back in action sporting event is NASCAR.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
Get those people out there. I mean, you social, when you're a car, you're social distancing.
Yeah, which...
Well, we should have been doing it the whole time. I guess they were. I don't know. They were. Duh.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's in their nature. I watched the fight Sunday night, and we can talk about it if you want. We don't have to. But what annoyed me, among other things, was they just got done fighting. They just got done sweating on each other, and then they're still using the stick to interview people. And the guy's standing like 8 feet away.
Every sport. There's 30,000 people in the New York Knicks stadium, and then Steve Nash has to stand like 15 feet away. They have to like send a pigeon over to like
tell him
ask him the interview question.
Yeah, why? This needs to be in our new like COVID logic video or whatever. It makes no sense.
Yeah. I just don't. Yeah. That one's like the worst one yet.
Yeah. That one it's annoyed like, me instantly.
How many people in here? They've stopped social distancing everything everywhere. New York. I don't know. Those are getting increasingly frustrating. It's amazing how back we are and how much the vibes are up. But there's still, I still have one or two places I go to that are like, mask, keep your mask on. And that's,
what kind of places are you going to?
I don't, it's because it's very few of them, right?
Yeah.
Because for the first time, a couple weeks ago, the last few weeks, I go out for the evening with the plan to go to a few places or run a few errands, and I don't bring a mask and I don't need one.
Yeah,
it's just a weird new reality. Mm-hmm. But I still have one or two places that they're holding firm. And so I'd say I'm just gonna walk in there without a mask and see, like, maybe they're just a little slow to take the signs out, whatever. But no, they were like, and yeah, for a month I was like, I'm happy to wear the mask, it's not the big deal. But now I'm kind of like, why?
Yeah, I've seen Fauci's emails.
Fauci's email. That was pretty epic, you know. Part of, I guess, the biggest email I saw was like, he was like, yeah, the China probably made this in a lab.
Yeah, he did say that. He was like pretty like, yeah, there's a good chance.
Yeah. It's like, that's the funniest part. Because front-facing, he never said anything about that, right? He was kind of, and that was a big thing. Like, guys, we don't know this. We don't need to blame China for everything.
Yeah. But I guess privately, he was like, maybe blame China. And then I think it was back in February, which granted, that was early on. But also granted, he is the, like, in charge of, you know, respiratory diseases. He was like, I don't think masks are going to, I don't really see masks doing much for a respiratory virus.
This is going to be a great movie or docu-series one day. So now, not to get on the vaccine deal, but I had a funny thought of, if we're saying it's true, if it's true, it was made, the China thing was made in a lab. Now, if you're anti-vax, would you rather wait and get something from China's labs or get a vaccine from America's labs? I mean, it's kind of, you're going to get one or the other, most likely.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like that changes the game.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting because the typical like person who is maybe not getting vaccinated is probably, maybe they were a Trump supporter. And so it'd be interesting for them to end up wanting the other virus because they, sorry.
Maybe, theoretically, maybe.
I'm trying to like tiptoe.
And I
I'm
love 12-year-old boys.
I'm trying to get to this punchline. Because I
paid.
Just the punchline is they typically don't want things made in China. That was the joke as I tried to tiptoe around getting there.
Made in China, man.
All right.
So much of our stuff is made in China.
Did the joke land, you guys? Please have me back. Was that good?
We outsource a lot from China, man.
Did I say theoretically and hypothetically enough to make you not be mad?
But yeah, I have. That's a bit. Disclaimer, but we, you know, if you vote this way, that's fine. If you,
it's fine. I just wanted to throw in a made in China joke, just real quick.
I it's great. I don't know anything anymore. I'm just glad we can do tours and parties, and it's great.
In Spokane,
it's hard to believe.
All of 2020, I was like, man, I want to get to Spokane.
Yeah, I've canceled 3 flights to there now.
I got the travel bug.
Ah.
Ah.
So
now we finally can. I Spokane, go there.
We Spokane.
And I will do Spokane word there.
You should.
I Spokane.
Spokane. But unfortunately, the comedy clubs have to be 18 or older, which I know is a bummer for you. Older.
Older.
Bummer for you. We get to the theaters.
Finally. 12-year-olds
there. And you're gonna
I don't like this,
your sweet spot.
I don't like this narrative.
No. Because you are good at it.
And they paid me.
They paid you.
To come back summer after summer. It was fine. It was mutually
that's great.
Good for everyone involved.
No, it's great. I bet it'd be fun to be a babysitter. I could never, no one offered me to do that.
I've never sat on a baby.
Yeah.
I've sat on a dog and I've sat on a house.
If you and your roommate are able to make a kid, do you think you'll sit on the baby? Like a hen.
Is it called babysitting if it's yours? It'll keep me up at night thinking about that.
I just remember I had a dude babysitter and I'd get so fired up for him.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's awesome. In hindsight. But what? He was great.
Oh, okay.
Remind me of you. That's why.
Thank you. Really sweet guy then.
I like you on the podcast.
Christ, good job.
You remind me of my babysitter.
That's sweet. Yeah. Isn't that a psychological complex? Like, you're attracted to people like your mom And your first babysitter.
Best friend is your first babysitter.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
Can't help it. It's science. I wish I could.
You remind me of Kyle. Okay.
When I was six and
Where's
he was...
64? I know you got one.
I know you got one. Dude, you still have that Albert Pujols rookie card? Oh, man. It'd be awesome if you still had that.
Did you have a favorite babysitter?
I don't remember having babysitters. My parents were actually decent parents, and so they wouldn't just have me hang out with random high schoolers.
God, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. In retrospect, I remember watching Stranger Danger. That was a big thing.
Yeah.
Don't talk to anyone. But 16-year-olds came into our house all the time that I never met. Yeah. I didn't approve of these people.
We were very much coached that the worst thing that can happen to you, besides quicksand, is a guy with a mustache will come up to your neighborhood in a white van and say, I've got candy in my van. It's not if, it's when that's going to happen to you. And then that never happened to anyone. Why was this so preached to us in the 90s? Stranger danger. Look out for white van mustache boy.
I don't know, but I avoided it. I didn't talk to anyone.
Because it's not a real thing.
No adults, no girls. I played it safe.
Yeah.
I only talked to my two buddies and my babysitter.
Everyone else was a stranger danger.
Yep.
Yeah. Well.
And that's how...
And now we're here.
Let us know how the interview went. Hard worker, we appreciate your time.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
And, Derek, we'll see what Derek's thoughts are as well. I don't know. Derek's a tough customer.
Letter of recommendation.
Look at him. He's pissed.
I don't want to look at him.
People can't see him. Yeah, don't look him in the eye.
Is he done? Okay.
But I see here you have a final note you wrote down for us to kind of send us off.
Oh, did I?
You said, podcast, make people laugh. Sidekick, Robin, help mom on dialysis. You know how to spell that one?
So I think that got pasted in there. That was supposed to be a text to someone else, but I'm glad you read it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I reveal?
No, it's fine. Dialysis is her nephew's name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, congrats.
There's all sorts of names these days. Yeah.
Yeah. You babysit dialysis.
Uh-huh, I do. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
He's a sweet boy.
Good. Tell him hey.
Yeah,
I will. That's an episode. Thank you, guys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Was it?
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.